Welcome back to Annapolis, Maryland, and more specifically, the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Almost 38,000 folks in attendance here to watch the ninth Stadium Series game. The rink is situated on top of what looks like an aircraft carrier, including the ocean and the spray from the propellers as it moves along. And they've done a real nice job here in this iconic stadium that hosts the Navy midshipmen and their Division I football team.
How about this? The last time an NHL game was playing in Maryland. I'm sure you were in Landover many times, Mr.
Yes.
Bowen. I was there a few times as well. November 26, 1997 was the last time the Capitals played in Landover. I was at Cap Center. It was U.S. Airways Arena. I think it had a couple of other name changes as well.
Out in the burbs of Washington, D.C. And then, of course, they moved it right downtown. And it's been a very successful location and a very successful franchise since then. Leafs defend the goal to our left. They will exchange ends at the 10-minute mark as it's played down into the Washington zone. And so the Caps are back in their own end, or in the opposite end. They stay in the same end that they were to start the second period. And so Braden Holtby making a save here to stop it.
Is that a coin toss?
I don't know if it's a coin toss, but I think it's pretty much standard in outdoor games that you're going to play half.
Third period. It's usually you start in your
own end and then move down. Maybe that was something that they have discussed and decided that in case of needing a sixth attacker at the end, it's not a long haul for the goaltender to get to. Shot in off a stick. It comes in front of the net, and the wrist shot taken there by the Leafs in the slot went high by Leo Komarov and off the glass. Riley, a lead pass up on the left wing. Chopped around back of the net now by Toronto, and hustling in there was Komarov to get a piece of his man. It comes free to Marleau, but he couldn't get a shot. Now Zaitsev just does keep it in, but it is pushed out at center ice, and Ovechkin almost got a break there. Played back down into the Washington zone. Orlov to the near side now for Niskanen. And it'll be played down into the Toronto end. Leafs back of the net. Curtis McElhinney came on to play goal after the Leafs fell behind 5-2. And it was not right after the goal. It was after a subsequent television timeout. Fed around the boards to the far side by Orpik. They can't get it out. Kempney had trouble against the boards. Leafs have it in the far corner. Back to the point it comes. A shot from the blue line is deflected in front of the net. And it's pushed out at center ice. And here the Capitals in over the line. Oshie trying to find a man in front of the net. But a good play made there by Zaitsev to cover up as the puck comes into the slot area. And now down into the corner. Loose puck now bounces out into the center ice area. And it'll be played ahead for Oshie, who slides it in on the left wing. Jay Beagle trying to get in on the forecheck is knocked down by Zaitsev. It comes in front of the net. Backhand shot taken there by Oshie, and it was stopped on the short side by goaltender McElhinney. Played back at center ice for Nylander, along with Hyman. Dropped off on the wing, but it was intercepted by the Caps and fed out at center ice. Brought ahead by Beagle and got in over the line. Now fed over on the far side, Lars Eller couldn't find his man, and it's played back at center ice by Toronto. The Capitals 5 and the Leafs 2. Off the boards, deflected in over the line. Eller unable to come up with it, and a race for the puck, and Kapanen just failed to get it around Brooks Orpik. Back into the Toronto zone it comes. Brett Conley couldn't get it in deep, neither could Eller. Played back out at center ice, and the defense goes back to regroup. Passed ahead at center. Eller got across the line. Knocked it to the side of the Toronto goal, but around back of the net it comes. Bounced in along the boards for Kadri. Tried to play it ahead, and that has gone out and down the ice, and it is just going to become an icing here against Toronto, and it'll be brought back into the Leaf end.
Leafs have overcome a two-goal deficit in the third period a couple of times this year. Once again, Chicago, they trailed 2-1 into the third. Hawks at the Air Canada Center went up 3-1 before the Leafs came back to tie it, and Austin Matthews won it in overtime. The other game was the Leafs were in Ottawa and trailed 3-1 after the second period and scored three goals in the first 10 minutes of period number three and held on to the win.
Shot from the blue line is deflected into the corner by McElhinney. And now the Capitals trying to work it on the wall. The Leafs are able to get it free and brought out at center ice. Flipped into the zone then by Kapanen, who heads for the bench. Caps turning in their own end. Got it out at center. That was turned over. Here's a chance in on the right side for Leo. Kalmarov trying to get it in front of the net and had it knocked into the corner. Back along the boards. It goes along the wall. Kalmarov couldn't get to it. And it's back down the ice and down into the Toronto end. No icing, though. Hainsey gets it up on the wall. Leafs finally flip it out at center. Marlowe gets it to the blue line. Brought in on the right side. Trying to go wide. There was Morgan Rielly into the rush. Rielly back of the goal. Kadri trying to help out. The puck comes off the glass and it's going to go all the way out and down into the Toronto zone. Again, icing waved off. Hainsey back to retrieve it. Pass ahead at center. Leafs have changed again. Brought in over the line and down into the corner then by Plekanec. He couldn't get it out in front. It comes back to the point, though. No chance to shoot it there from Jake Gardner as it was blocked and played out at center, and the Leafs get back to take it away. Zaitsev up ahead, off Plekanec, sticking into the zone. Holtby back of the net to play it around on the boards. A pass ahead for Kempney. He gets it in over the line. Unable to get any further, and the Leafs are back at center ice with it, playing it down into the Washington end. Changes for Toronto again. Kempney gets it up on the wing to center. The Leafs trying to play it back out over the line, then have it turned back, and they'll skate it out. 5-2 Washington. The Leafs have not been able to reply, and a shot taken by Travis Dermott has gone over the glass, and well, there's no screen there. It's gone about a mile and a half down past on the aircraft carrier.
It's on the interstate. And one thing I've noticed here, especially in the third period, the Leaf forwards are getting so far ahead of the defense coming out of their own zone. Basically, you've got two guys that now have to stop at the blue line and wait. So the Leafs have absolutely no momentum on the forecheck or even carrying the puck over the line going into the Washington end of the ice.
Along the boards, far side, it comes back to the point. Played back into the corner, but it's picked off there by the Capitals, and Oshie gets it onto the left wing side for Brooks Orpik, who's going to get it out at center. Kuznetsov out on the line as well with Oshie and Verratta, and it's back down into the Washington end. And icing's going to be called here on a pretty close play, but it'll come all the way back into the Toronto zone.
Now, there are a lot of situations where a goaltender will not want to come in the middle of a game, regardless of the circumstance. One is in a tight game. How about game 81 when you're coming in?
Right, right up against it, yeah.
Team needs to win to get in, and you come in a tie game. That's what happened to McElhinney last year when he replaced Freddie Anderson, who was hurt against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Connor Brown scores. McElhinney made a huge stop off Sidney Crosby late. But shot. I would say this one would be up there with the I'd rather not go in.
Mm-hmm.
Cold and windy, sitting on the bench for a period and a half.
Well, you've gone outside during the intermissions, and it is a little chilly out there.
Yeah, but the wind has not died down as you might have thought.
There's an offside at the Washington blue line as Marner tried to bring the puck in. And the seating capacity on the far side, anyway, is thinning out because of the elements. And but it started, it was packed, it was full. A lot of the Washington Capitol fans will have a drive back into Maryland or Virginia on their way home.
Hotel was pretty busy, though. Fair amount of people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Going to make a night of it?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a number of folks staying locally. And we get a whistle here and a face-off that'll come in the center ice area after this timeout. The Leafs trail 5-2 and have got 13 minutes and 57 seconds to try to make something of this. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Part of the pregame ceremonies here where the Blue Angels flying over the facility here. And a lot of the military being fed it out as they should here as far as the Navy and Marine Corps is concerned. Down into the Washington zone it goes. They try to play it up on the wall for Brett Connolly. He can't get it out. Leach keeping it in with a shot. That deflected just wide of Holtby as it went wide of the net. Back to the blue line once more. A wrist shot in traffic. Holtby had that go wide. Bozak playing it around back of the net. Van Riemsdyk looking for a man in front. Can't get it to him. At the blue line, fed back in by Hainsey. Bozak twisting and turning, and Kapanen now with the puck along the boards. Kapanen up against the wall, knocked down. The puck has come free, and the Caps have played it off the boards to center. Hainsey rifles it right back in again. The Leafs will change on the go.
Washington just frustrating Toronto, aren't they? The Leafs have had absolutely nothing. No time or space through center. Very little control on the Washington end.
Kuznetsov in over the line, and a tip pass in front went wide of the McElhinney guarded cage. Grabbed off by Mitch Marner. Marner with a pass ahead for Hyman. Hyman in on the left wing, trying to go wide was Gardner, but he couldn't get around the defense, and then the puck was taken away from him. A long lead pass and a break on the right side for Oshie, and he was ridden off the puck as it went wide of the net. Capitals looking for a penalty possibly. A pass ahead at center for the Leafs to Marner. Marner with a shot, and he snapped that wide of the net. Mitch Marner with 12 goals in his last 19 games. As it's played down into the zone, he's three away from being a 20-goal scorer this season. Icing waved off. Wilson down into the corner for Backstrom. Backstrom gets it back to the point. Over on the near side for Orpik. Orpik in the middle of the ice, and a shot taken by Backstrom has deflected and gone out of play. So the faceoff will be in the circle to the right of Curtis McElhinney.
It's been solid since coming in, but the game really settled down when Ernie Anderson was pulled. It was a 5-2 score midway through the hockey game. But the Leafs, the other end of the ice, have not been able to... They've really scored the two fluky goals of this game. Zach Hyman off his skate on a redirection, and then Nazem Kadri floated one from long range through a maze.
Down into the corner, it comes into the cap zone. Fed around back of the net for Niskanen. And Niskanen gets it up on the wing, and it's out at center ice. Our vantage point here in the press box. Comparable, I would say, to what it was like at BMO Field. And a little bit better than what it was at the Big House, where there was, half of 111,000 sitting in front of you. That was a long way from the ice surface. Then, of course, it was snowing, which didn't help matters either.
This might be a little closer to Edmonton.
Well, yes, it is.
Indoors.
Yes, actually, indoors. Yes, you're right. It's very comparable to Edmonton. Draw to the right of McElhinney. His scrum grabbed there by Kadri. Played off the boards into the corner. Knocked ahead for Patrick Marleau. Marleau gets it freed up. And it is brought to center ice by the Leafs and played in over the line. Unable to get the shot away was Marleau as it went harmlessly wide. Played to the blue line. Trapped there by Hainsey. He got it into the corner on the far side. Kadri unable to get to a puck on the near wing. They bounce it back around the boards as Marleau gets it back of the net. Now pinching in on the left side is the Leaf defenseman Riley, but the Capitals are going to get it out at center. Brought in over the line and unable to split the defense there was Ovechkin. Played back into the center ice area, brought back in again. Here's a chance for Beagle going to the net. Rolled it in there and down is McElhinney, and he gets pile driven by Ovechkin, who just threw a shoulder block into him.
Well, last time McElhinney faced Ovechkin, Ovechkin had three, although went into the empty net. It was earlier this year in Toronto. Ovechkin, by the way, three hat tricks on the season. One of the hat tricks ended up being a four-goal game. That's how he started the season. 3-4 goal game to start. And then his third hat trick, which ties him with Connor McDavid for most hat tricks of this season, came against Toronto in a 4-2 win over the Leafs.
One timer sent high and wide off the stick of Smith Pelly down into the corner, and it'll be played out at center ice. Leafs get it in over the line, going hard to the net, and it went around, Holtby, but wide of the goal. And Riemsdyk trying to break in there. Now Van Riemsdyk steals it again, a centering pass, and that goes to the side of the net, and it's going to be scooped up by Braden Holtby and held for a faceoff in the Washington end. And half of this third period is in the books, 10-11 to go in the third.
Now do you pull Curtis McIlhenny? 11 seconds left before we get the midway mark of the third period.
Yes, there you go.
No, I'm just asking.
Why not? I'm wondering if Mike Babcock is remembering about the...
I mean, I guess still there's lots of time to lose the draw and have somebody scoring a breakaway as well.
Draw one by the Leafs. The shot goes wide of the goal. The puck on the far wing, and a shot goes high and wide. In the final seconds, we'll tick off. And there's the horn. It ends the first half of the third period. They will trade ends for the final 10 minutes as the Leafs trail in the game by a score of 5-2. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050. Uh-oh, the lights have gone out. Oh, no. We'll be back. Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Well, we are back here at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. But
that's the good news. The good news, we're back.
Yeah. Well, it didn't knock us off the air.
No, but the problem
that we have now is that I'm not sure if the light banks on this side are out, but on the other side of the ice, just two...
No, there's only three lights that I can see that are on.
Yeah, that are operating.
Left.
And so for whatever reason, whether something has blown a fuse or... something has overheated, or someone didn't pay the light bill, or maybe it is time to shut things down at a university, but the lights have been turned down.
I'll be honest, I thought there was something, I don't know whether they were going to have jets flying over it. I thought
it was part of the act.
Yeah, it was part of the act. Well, maybe Engelbert Humperdinck comes out, put a stage center ice.
If anybody, it would have been Neil Diamond with Sweet Caroline. But nice try.
Yeah.
So now we're in a holding pattern here. And it's ironic that the lights went out just as the buzzer sounded to end the first 10 minutes of the third period when they were going to change ends.
So it was the surge from the buzzer that put them over the top then. That was it.
And a couple of times I've been buzzed that I thought the surge was over.
And the lights went out.
And the lights went out, too. Exactly.
So you wonder how long this is going to last. Like you said, there's, you know, you've got the generator for the ice. You've got a lot of things going on.
Oh, the fans are trying to help out. Oh. They've got their cell phones. Why not? Everybody get their cell phone and turn it on the lights, and we'll see if we can't finish the game. Whatever.
You tell what phone it is by how long the battery lasts.
Well, we got a little of the Dancing Queen going, but I'm not sure the officials are talking to the...
Little ABBA, there we go.
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
So, the sound system still works. We're still on the air. All the lights are on here in the press box.
And in all seriousness, there were over a million people were without power up around Boston yesterday because of the high winds. But as we look out onto the city of Annapolis, all of the lights are working and everything is fine there. The light standards here have to be recharged, turned back on, sometimes like these... types of lights take a long time to reheat and come back up to speed, and I'm looking at them now and it looks like they are coming back.
Really? You see that?
Yeah, I do. If you look right now, you can you see a little bit of light coming through them now. They're starting to return on. So we're going to have a bit of a delay here for a few minutes while they get right up to speed.
I'm pretty sure I will never, ever see the light. I'm positive of that.
That should go without saying. But a bit of a break here, and the Leafs have really not been in this game since they made it 3-2. Carlson scored, then Varana on a breakaway to extend the lead to 5-2, and the Capitals have been in a very comfy and cozy situation going through.
And you give them credit. They just haven't given the Leafs anything. I mean, Leafs have only had the one power play in the game, and that's when John Carlson put the puck over the boards at 12:20 the opening period. The Leafs didn't generate much off that. It's only been two penalties the other way. No penalties at all in the second period. 2-1 power plays for the Washington Capitals.
Quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
So we have to have a little patience, Mr. Ralph. They are endeavoring to get the lights back on as quickly as possible.
What I love, and this is like the airlines, they thank you for your patience.
How long do you think this is going to take?
Well, they don't really ask you. I don't know if they have your patience, but they're going to thank you for it.
Well, no.
They said, obviously, they're going to try to, they're working on it. And again, if it's much like the airlines, it'll be about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. And this would be a great story if Larry was just kind of walking by, wondered what this switch did. Wonder what this will happen if I turn this.
Yeah. See, now you said you saw the lights coming on. Do you still see them?
Yeah. Or although it may be a cell phone over there.
Well, the worst thing is, it's not as if the players can just duck back into the dressing room.
No, I mean, it's a major league effort, and you got to get your skate guards on to walk back in, go in over the concrete, get back into the dressing rooms. So they're all sitting on the bench, or some of them are out just kind of skating around a little bit. But no, at this point, I thought I saw something on those lights, but at this point.
Now, I'll ask you this question now, since we have time. You play much outside growing up?
Oh, yes, all the time, yeah. In fact, when I first started playing hockey, it was outside.
Now, what were the tricks to stay warm?
Put your skates inside the wooden fire inside the shack. Kind of damaged a lot of skates, but it warmed your feet up.
Well, I was going to say, I hope you took them off first. The only thing I remember, we would play the odd game. You know, Bruce Mines, Ontario. You're from Sudbury. Yep. I'm from Sault Ste. Marie. Play some games there. Put a baggie on your foot before you put it in the skate, and your feet would actually sweat.
Sweat, yeah.
But a little numbness would set in.
There's a funny story about the Ice Bowl in Green Bay. The Dallas Cowboys were told that if you put saran wrap around your feet, same idea, I'm assuming. There were fist fights in the locker room over the saran wrap. So, yeah, that became a bit of an issue. But here, I mean, every outdoor game that they've had has had some weather-related issue, whether it was the excessive cold in Edmonton when they played there, whether it was the snow at the Big House, whether it was sunshine and having to delay games because the sun was too hard on the ice, or maybe in people's eyes as well as when it was setting because there was no cloud cover. And here, this has been a wind-related, light-related game that has been delayed now.
Now, but if you look to the right, Joe, you'll see that the buildings to the right seem to be without power. To our left, to the other side of the grandstand.
Am I right there? No, I see lights over there. And they look like they've got their lights on in the... remember, this is all parking lot over here, too, for a lot of it. But seem to have the traffic lights working.
The scoreboards are working. Yeah. So, living on a prayer, that's what we might be doing for the final 10 minutes of the third period here. And I guess the good thing is, if it gets to the point where they feel that they have to call the game, at least it's a bit of a semi-blowout, a 5-2 lead for Washington. I mean, if it's this is a one-goal game, I think there's a little more urgency to
Leafs
get it in.
Leafs will be traveling back to Washington at the end of the season to play the final 10 minutes of this game.
Outdoors.
Well, maybe we could go over and visit the president and have him put the rink in at the White House and just finish the 10 minutes there. But at this point, the only word we've had from the PA or anybody else is that they are endeavoring to get the lights back on. And these types of lights, many times, have to be cooled down before they can be recharged to come on. On each light standard, there are two actual lights that are still on that are giving some of the rink some cover, but we are here for a bit. Maybe what we should do is...
I'll ask you one more thing before.
Yes.
Since we got a little bit of trivia, do you know why they're called the Washington Capitals?
They play in the capital of the United States.
I didn't think
States.
You knew that. That's fair. That was a tough one. Thank you. That's all I got.
Yeah. Maybe we should send it off to Jim Chatty and Greg Gilbert for a bit, guys.
Wow. The comedic stylings starting to fade. The lights have been out so long, Peter Klima is starting to get excited.
I think they ran out of material out there, so
yeah,
threw it back.
We don't have any either.
No, I know.
5-2, not much happened there, except for Curtis McElhinney remained sharp. But I mean, there's really no change in what's happening, is there?
No, Leafs had created a couple more opportunities early in this period, but outside of that, Washington's doing a real good job shutting them down. And not only the defensive zone, but the neutral zone, they're clogging things up pretty good. So, it's 10 minutes to regroup and get things sorted out and put a press on. But if not, it's going to be an unfortunate finish.
Stranger things have happened. Looks like one of the light standards is now perking up.
Look
so.
At them all.
Yeah, they're
them
just all. Popping on as we speak. So I don't know how long it takes for them to get up to full speed, as Bonesy was detailing, but they're pretty well... Most of them are back on, so don't know exactly what happened there. We have no statement from the league. So while we're waiting, we can go through the out-of-town scoreboard just to recap. Arizona has defeated Ottawa by a score of 2-1. And what else do we have? The rest of these are all done earlier today. Pittsburgh 3-2 over the Islanders in overtime. Crosby got the game-winning goal. Broussard tied it midway through the third to send it to overtime. And 50 shots. 50 is a big number today. 50 shots on Gibson, who played goal for the Islanders. Christopher Gibson made 47 saves. And Jerry played goal for the
Penguins.
Pittsburgh Penguins. So a lot of storylines in that game. Boston 2-1 over the Montreal Canadiens. The Habs had the lead until 17:15 at period number three. It was 1-0 all that way. And on a power play goal, DeBrusque got his 13th to tie it. And in overtime, Marchand got his 25th. And speaking of 50 shots, Antti Niemi faced 50 and stopped 48 of them.
It's unbelievable how many shots are being given up in the game now.
Yeah, it's a different look, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable. Very, very scary.
Chicago 5-3 over the LA Kings, and Chicago ripped in 4 goals in the third period. It was 3-1 going into the third for the LA Kings, and they lost it 5-3 on home ice. Disaster.
Yep, that's a collapse right there.
Dallas 3-2 over St. Louis. That was earlier today. Ben with an overtime goal. And actually, St. Louis had a 2-1 lead midway through the third period. Radulov with his 24th tied it at 17:04. And then Ben overtime 3:04. And the Blues just continue to be a mystery.
Well, like I said earlier, since they made that deal, they haven't been the same team.
Tampa 7-6 over Philadelphia in a shootout. Let's go back to Annapolis and Jim Ralph and Joe Bowen, guys.
Thank you very much, guys. Well, the lights are on again, and it looks like we're going to get the final 10 minutes of this in the books. Let's hope the blackout has cooled off. The Washington Capitals. The draw will be in the Washington zone to the left, where the horn went to end the period, or the first 10 minutes.
That's on goal, by the way, in the first 10 minutes of the third period, just 3 each. So give Barry Trotz and his Washington Capitals all the credit in the world for protecting this 5-2 lead extremely well, not taking any chances.
The draw is scrummed, and as it goes around back of the net, Dominic Moore got it into the slot, or at least Nylander got it into the slot. That was deflected wide. Nylander couldn't come up with it as it comes up on the right side, and the puck is out at center ice. Turning back with it is Hainsey, and he'll send it back to Morgan Riley. Riley got it ahead, tipped to the line there by Nylander, but controlled now by Washington. Kempney comes to center, and he'll send it in with the assistance of Niskanen. Quickly played back out again by the Maple Leafs, and played off on the left wing for Gardner. Two power play goals for the Caps, 2-for-2 in that department. The Leafs 0-for-1, as Washington has it in their own zone. Trying to play it up the boards and failing. High stick there by Leo Komarov goes astray as it is played out at center by TJ Oshie. Sent in into the Toronto zone. Played around back of the net for Gardner. He couldn't make a move with it. And now here are the Leafs getting it out at center. Played ahead and Marlow breaks in. Tried to put the brakes on to get around a defender and failed. And the Leafs get it out into the center ice area. Left wing feed. Back in comes Jake Gardner. Played around back of the net and into the corner. Cut off there by Leo Komarov. A centering pass. Oh, and Marlow was coming right through the slot. And he failed to make contact with it right at the blue paint. Back come the Capitals with a wraparound attempt that was thwarted by one of the Leaf defenders getting a stick in the way. Played ahead at center for Van Riemsdyk. And he'll chip it in over the line. Orpik back pedals with it. Played it ahead at center. Intercepted again by Toronto. Played in by Dermott, but he can't get it in deep. Caps have it again on the left wing and played to the Toronto line. Now pushed it a little deeper into the Toronto zone. It'll be controlled in the left wing corner. Played ahead and chopped to center ice. Leafs finally get control of the puck, and it is curled back into the Toronto zone and now flipped in on the left wing. Hustling in there after it is Kapanen, and against the boards. The puck comes free as Bozak couldn't come up with it. And up on the wing, and it is played high and down the ice. Icing is waved off. Travis Dermott turns. A long up on the left wing for Dominic Moore. Moore goes down into the corner. Turns around with it. Moore playing it along the boards, couldn't come up with it, and it's played out and down the ice into the Toronto end. Dominic Moore and Matt Martin decided if this was a football stadium, they'd play a little football today during the warm-up period. They look like hockey players. Played down into the zone, it goes, and now an icing called against Toronto will bring it all the way back into the Leaf end.
Well, we mentioned the power plays 2-1 favoring the Washington Capitals. Barry Trotz will take that. Because in the 8 games leading up to this one, Mr. Bowen, they've had 16 power plays for, 31 against. Oh. So the Capitals, you can talk about them having a tough time winning. Probably the difference in power plays had a lot to do with it.
Their power play's been great, but they've given up 8 shorthanded goals this year as well. Centering pass comes back towards the Toronto blue line, a shot taken by Backstrom, deflected wide, pinching in the defense to carry it around into the near corner. Leafs trying to get the handle on a loose puck to play it up the boards, but not out. Carlson plays to the far side, and a long shot is blocked in traffic in front of the net. Played to the line, and now controlled by the Maple Leafs as they have it in their own zone. Morgan Riley got it ahead, off the bench comes the Leafs and in on the left wing. Kadri trying to go wide. Taken to the boards on the near side. A centering pass block. Rebound in front for Marlowe. And that was stopped. The best scoring chance the Leafs have had in this third period.
Maybe in the last two periods.
Now into the corner. A bank pass to the blue line. Long shot. Deflects wide of Holtby's cage. And down into the corner. A centering pass. Knocked away by Holtby with the paddle down. Up on the far boards for Oshie. Tries to get it ahead. A rink-wide pass is played to the Leaf blue line and then brought in offside. And the faceoff will come outside the Toronto zone. But just 6:03 left to play in the third period. And the stands have thinned out appreciably here, what with the power outage and the score, 5-2 in favor of the Washington Capitals.
You mentioned the tough February that Braden Holtby has had, so probably thrilled to have the calendar go on to March. Was pulled twice in games against Chicago and Columbus. Also blew a 2-goal lead with 3 minutes left in Florida. Pardon me, 1-goal lead. Saw them go from leading with 3 minutes left to losing in regulation.
Polak sends it down into the Washington end. And the Leafs are going to have to catch some lightning in a jar if they're going to get back into this one. Marner plays it around into the corner, a little bit out of the reach of Zach Hyman. Now at the side of the net, trying to center it, and it comes back to the blue line. Dermott makes a nice play to keep it in, but then Marner can't come up with the loose puck, and the Capitals get it out at center. Leafs right back in on the left wing for Marner. Marner holding, works in with a shot. That was kicked away by Holtby. It comes in front of the net to the blue line. Polak sends it around back of the net. Pinching down Morgan Rielly, takes a hit. The puck comes free and comes back towards the blue line to Mitch Marner. Marner with a shot, and that went off a stick and went wide. 5 minutes to play in the third period, and it's cleared out into the center ice area. Leafs backpedaling in their own zone. Hainsey carries out at center. He got to the red line and shot it in. Chipped around back of the net by Orpik. Hainsey pinches down to try to free it up, and it is cleared high in the air and comes all the way out at center. And now Kapanen loses the handle on the puck, and the Capitals get it in on goal, and it is stopped there by McElhinney. Not sure if Mike Babcock will get Curtis McElhinney out of the net, but there's 4.5 minutes left to play in the third period. Off the boards to the line. Batted back in by a glove of Zaitsev, and the hand pass brings a faceoff back out into the center ice area. We'll go to a commercial break and hope the lights stay on. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Bowen and Jim Rau, 4 minutes and 12 seconds left to play third period, and the Maple Leafs trailing by a 5-2 count to the Washington Capitals. And the faceoff outside the Caps blue line, controlled by Washington. Long lead pass ahead on the wing. Backstrom can't get to it as Ovechkin had sent it up there, and now it's back in the lead zone. A lead pass at center for Marleau didn't work. And Wilson gets it back in over the line. Chipped out at center ice. Maple Leafs working in on the left wing with Nazem Kadri. Kadri against the board. Sends it to the net. A bouncing puck down is Holtby. And it is pushed wide of the goal. One of the Leafs was jammed in on top of the goaltender. No call there. Along the boards, it'll scrummed up there. They try to dig it free. Komarov got it into the corner. It comes back to the point. A long shot is deflected. And another shot is blocked before it reached Holtby. And it comes around back of the net. Intercepted again by Toronto and kept in. Centering pass didn't reach the net. Zaitsev gets it back into the slot. And a shot is into the chest of Holtby. And smothered as another Maple Leaf is felled in front of the goal. As it is held with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left to play here in period number three.
So the Leafs total now in shots, 27, but 34 for the Washington Capitals. And I mean, it's been a long time between any kind of pressure for the Leafs in the Washington zone.
Yeah, you're right, Marlowe's.
And I mean, this is outdoor game or not, this is kind of nondescript, isn't it?
At the point, near side, McDermott centers, and the net has been pushed off its mooring by Holtby, pushing to go from his right to left. And so the faceoff is going to come back in the circle to his left. 3:03 left to play in the third period.
Really, the tale of this game has been the Leafs' poor coverage right in the slot.
Yep.
In front of Freddie Anderson, where it finishes with Vrana getting a breakaway from the red line in, but everything else before that, the other four goals. Players put the puck in the net, and there's somebody standing almost breathing down their neck, but nobody ties up a stick.
Up against the boards. Pinching down is Dermott to try and keep it in. A puck goes high in the air, and finally it is played up on the wing and out at center by Lars Eller. Here's Rielly going back for it. Morgan Rielly tipping it ahead. Hyman goes into the corner after the puck and in along the boards. And Marner couldn't come up with it. Out come the Capitals at center ice. In across the line. Eller trying to play it in deep. And the Maple Leafs And they have it as Oshie had a little forecheck in. Now one-on-one break, but Hyman couldn't get around the defenseman. Puck is played out at center and down into the Toronto zone. Verana going heavily into the corner after it. Couldn't come up with it. Leafs have it out at center. And it's brought into the Toronto zone. A drop pass to the near side for Gardner. Back into the slot. Backhanded by Van Riemsdyk into the glove of Holtby. And it is controlled with 1:57 remaining here in the third period. And a 5-2 Toronto deficit here to the Washington Capitals. They're not going to win the President's Trophy. They made the big splash last year at the trade deadline going after Shattenkirk.
Well, and I mean, they lose him in the offseason, but you also see Marcus Johansson going to the New Jersey Devils. Jason Williams goes back to the Carolina Hurricanes. Pardon me, Justin Williams.
They really haven't retooled an awful lot. They've kind of stayed within the organization. And they were very quiet at the trade deadline. But they still have some of the great offensive talents in this league. As it is played out into the center ice area, and the Leafs now with a minute 44 to go in the game. Out at center ice, left wing side, Van Riemsdyk launches it towards the net. Scooped around back of the goal by Holtby. And against the boards is Bozak. They jam in there as it's played back to the blue line. Over on the near side to Gardner. Wrist shot in front of the net, deflected easily into the corner. Tucking along the boards in the Washington zone, near side, trying to free it up, but having it pinned up against the wall. Bozak trying to extricate himself. Got it back towards the blue line. Gardner got it free. Backhand shot was stopped, and a penalty is going to come here to Washington. But it is going to be too little, way too late. And here's the call. And it's a hook. So the Leafs are going to get the second power play of the game with a minute two to go in the contest.
It's going to say, for the sake of a miracle,
Washington two minutes hooking.
Keep Curtis McIlhenny on the bench? No. He goes back in, so the Leafs will get their second power play of the night, but it's going to be abbreviated with 1:02 to go here in regulation.
Power play brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Cozy up to a Subaru at your local Ontario dealer with great rates for 0.5%. Subaru, confidence in motion. On the board, second power play opportunity for Toronto and less than a minute to go in the game. Gardner on the far wing for Nylander. He couldn't chip it in deep, and it comes back out at center ice. Quickly back in for the Maple Leafs on the left wing. Played into the corner, too far for Patrick Marleau. And the puck comes back to the blue line. A long shot by Gardner goes wide of the net, and the Caps are going to rattle it off a stick and get it out and down the ice. Half a minute to go in the game. And those who are still here at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium are more than likely Washington fans, and they are saluting the Caps on a win here in the Outdoor Stadium Series Classic. And down into the Toronto zone with the final 10 seconds to tick away. So the Maple Leafs road trip has them go 0-1-2 at this particular point. With a game in Buffalo to come.
Yeah, so that's the end of the four-game road trip. Best you can hope is you can pick up four out of a possible 8 points as the Leafs will play the Buffalo Sabres for the first time. As far as outdoor games go, I know it's the first one the Leafs lose. I guess that might play into it. But it didn't seem to have the same kind of buzz or the same kind of feel the previous two games did. Obviously, it helps when it's in Detroit at the big house and you've got 50,000 Leaf fans up against 50,000 Detroit Red Wing fans. Home game last year. Now, this one just had almost a surreal feel to it that it almost didn't feel like an NHL game or a huge event. And as we said, a lot of that might have to do with the fact that the Leafs are so badly outplayed.
Well, as is customary with these large events, the teams are shaking hands at center ice, usually reserved for the end of a playoff series, a hard-fought series, and the last time these two teams shook hands, it was the Washington Capitals who had, in fact, won that first-round series in six games. The Maple Leafs will skate off and head off to Buffalo, where they'll tangle with the Sabres on Monday night. We'll have that action for you right here on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leaf Radio Network station. Until then, for Jim Ralph, all of us here in Annapolis, Maryland, thank you for listening. You've been listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.